SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call about anything that's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-3733. And, you know, usually we bring in a little show prep to talk about. You know, one of those places that we get show prep is freetalklive.com, where you, the listener... I'm sorry.
This is Reading News Review. I'm Rob Redding, America's independent voice at 1-855 Rob 30
in my ears here.
762.
Yeah, hearing another radio show. This could be entertaining. Oh, it went away.
I think we've got it now. I think we've got it fixed.
All right. We've got it covered. Our technical team over here.
You can go to freetalklive.com and upload or link to stories or news posts or, you know, videos, those kind of things. And people can vote up your submission, vote it down. They can do. You can do the same with theirs. That's one of the ways we get our show prep. Stephanie, you've got a story about... The TSA and the FBI may be slightly at odds here.
Yes, this is very interesting, and even more interesting is the news source from which this comes. It's Russia Today, and they like to actually report on some kind of anti-U.S. government stuff sometimes. They had the TV show Adam versus the Man, of course, on Russia Today TV station.
Yeah, Russia Today is an interesting phenomenon. It is kind of like Radio Free America or something that they broadcast to the United States government will broadcast to, say, communist countries and things like that. And it is that the United States has government-funded radio and television, I guess television, stations that... People in, say, other countries that the United States may not like as much can listen to and watch. And Russia Today is essentially the same thing. It is a government-funded news organization that has offices in the United States. And
well, so is the BBC. And
yeah, BBC,
I mean,
yep.
The U.S. has government-funded news like NPR and PBS, of course.
And Russia Today doesn't take the pro-government line, the pro-United States government line, that you know a lot of news organizations do. So it's interesting what they put out sometimes. Obviously, I think... With all news, you need to consider the source. You need to, you know, pay attention to what they say. Are they giving opposing sides? I mean, just because they've written it down doesn't make it true or,
sure.
you know, put it on video or whatever.
But it is interesting how sometimes they have the sort of journalistic license to cover things that maybe U.S. sources wouldn't. Because, of course, you know, they're scared of... making the people in the establishment upset because those are their interviewees. They want to always be able to get that interview with the government official or bureaucrat or spokesperson or whatever. And so they want to kind of stay in their good graces, but...
Well, let me speak to that real quick.
Sure.
We have a friend on the show that worked for a radio station. This is just...
I know this friend.
Yeah, one example that shows. Now, he used to get politicians on the air, and he would lambast them up and down about their unconstitutional stances, and the guy was extremely well-read, and, yeah. You know, I mean, he just... A politician in front of this guy is red meat.
Yes.
So... they would complain to, say, the radio station, hey, you can't put us on there like that. And the radio station knows where its bread is buttered. It knows that, you know, having politicians like it is going to be good for that radio station.
I believe one of the reasons that was given for terminating this gentleman's show was that the politicians would advertise their political campaigns on the radio station, and they wanted him to... they didn't want him messing that up, basically.
That's the very icing on the cake. But, I mean, a politician that turned sideways to a radio station, especially a powerful politician like a mayor or a governor or something like that, they could make it very difficult and on that particular radio station to the point that, you know, some radio stations are just on the edge of profitability, that they would cease to be. So they could literally run them out of business. And this is why you'll see media organizations, because it's not just that. That one reporter, you know, if Fox or, you know, you pick your news organization has one reporter that's going to give the politicians trouble, it could very well show badly for the whole network.
Right.
And then that network doesn't get preferential treatment, doesn't get the press room
passes.
Or in
the case of there are large media companies that own many different media sources, and so they could get lumped in with that all too. And sometimes they share advertising and stuff. So
when you look at what happened with the News of the World with Rupert Murdoch and that kind of thing, they're just calling everything this guy owns some bad organization. I doubt Rupert Murdoch knew had any idea what was going on within his News of the World newspaper.
This is with the text messages or something with soldiers or
all kinds of stuff. Basically, they were being hacked.
Yes.
They were hacking into people's phones.
Personal cell phones.
The most egregious was a murdered little girl. They went in there and I guess they deleted some some voicemails so that they could perhaps get some more news by somebody leaving a voicemail or something like that.
Wow.
And some of these voicemails probably weren't relevant to the case, so therefore, I don't know that necessarily their deletions were bad. It just sounds really awful, right?
Yeah.
So they may very well have created a situation where the killer was caught and things like that. If they had, if they had created a way to get more evidence, the killer calls in to find some information out and turns out he can't leave a message or whatever. Yeah. They can't track it back. I don't know precisely. The world's funny and you never know what's going to happen, but it really looks awful in that particular instance, and it doesn't look good when they're just hacking people's phones and stuff.
Sure, yeah. So pay attention to some of the language that's in this article. I found it very interesting and atypical of something that I would expect to hear from a U.S. source. It's from RT.com, of course, and the headline is TSA Agents Become Rapists. The next time you board a flight in the U.S., be prepared to hand over your luggage to government-hired rapists. Under the FBI's updated definition of rape, agents with the TSA are as good as guilty of the crime. A recent meeting of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Criminal Justice Advisory Policy Board. Wow, that's a mouthful.
No, they don't worry. They just shorten it to Flaxum.
Yeah, yeah. It's some acronym. The Freedom Board or something.
Yes.
Led to the FBI changing their definition of rape, following a series of complaints from activists who said the earlier wording wasn't broad enough to cover many sexual assaults. When the Bureau officially adopts the new definition in 2012, rape will be considered, quote, penetration, no matter how slight, of the vagina or anus with any body part or object, or oral penetration by a sex organ of another person without the consent of the victim. So, first of all, I love it how they can just, legally define what is rape. And before that, they had a different definition, which was worded as, quote, carnal knowledge of a female forcibly and against her will.
Apparently men can't be raped, according to the former FBI.
That's
a shame.
Certainly
I shouldn't say men,
right.
I should say males, because not all men are males, and apparently they couldn't be raped either.
Look at the Penn State thing, I know. it's awful. And carnal knowledge, that was very archaic wording.
It goes to show sexual bias that surrounds accusations of rape, and they're strong.
Yeah, and that wording was from 1929. So finally, about 80 years later, they finally got around to updating it, apparently. And
apparently, the FBI never ran into a case that they found a young male child had been raped.
Sure.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And what exactly is carnal knowledge, too? I mean, that's a little bit of a vagary. It could obscure the actual act. But so anyway, they're adopting this new definition coming up in 2012. And then so the article goes on, those enhanced pat downs that the Transportation Security Administration agents are always offering, often with unfavorable backlashes from airport patrons who feel humiliated, violated, and disgusted with what the government thinks is an appropriate way to counter terror. Well, that's soon going to be rape. And the TSA, serial rapists. FBI.
So the claim here would be, and I've heard people make this claim, that through their clothing, the TSA, and obviously they're wearing rubber gloves and stuff like that, and the definition isn't real clear on what might be between you and the victim of rape. That the claim is that there's some slight level of penetration of the vulva or the anus, and so therefore the TSA
it
fits that.
It says no
definition.
Matter how slight in
yes,
their
no
own
matter
definition.
How slight.
And there is actually a blogger who blogged about her experience with this, and it does fit the definition that
her terminology that she
described.
Uses is penetration. Yeah. 855-450-3733. Is the TSA raping people? What's your opinion? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
on DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, yes?
Yearly is a bold independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man and marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yeardley set against the backdrop of the difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why didn't you tell me you had a kid and a wife?
Go to yeardleymovie.com. That's Yeardley movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yeardleymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yeardleymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the telephone number here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, 855-450-3733. Also, check out freetalklive.com where we have archives for you. We have archives going back to 2006. Free Talk Live has been around a long time, and actually longer than 2006, but we've got the archives going back to 2006. you know, before that was before we picked up and moved for the Free State Project, and we're a much smaller show. And I don't know exactly why Ian, our one of our main hosts, chooses to keep the pre-2006 archives. Maybe he hasn't got them uploaded. I have no idea.
For a while, he was giving them to. There was a secret podcast feed just for the amplifiers, and they could hear the old Free Talk Live shows once they got to a certain level of amplifiers.
The amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com, you know, as I think it was every few every certain dollar increment, they would release a new show. Mm-hmm. And basically with the recession, fewer, you know, the amounts of increases ceased. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's probably the issue. Once we get above whatever the target is, they would probably continue to do that. Maybe that's the reason, in order to keep them valuable for amplifiers. Got me. But you can get 5 years' worth of archives by going to archives.freetalklive.com. Use them as you wish. Listen to them while you're gardening or working out or going to the office. Whatever you choose to do is archives.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, we're reading a story here.
Yeah.
But apparently, TSA shakedowns now fit the new FBI's FBI's new definition of rape.
Yeah. And they're finally, after 80 years, finally updating their definition of rape to include males, which obviously can get raped too.
That's an extraordinarily disturbing part of that. I did not expect to see this in the you know, in the verbiage, but apparently, until this year, the FBI, according legally, did not consider it possible to rape a male.
Yeah, and actually also one thing that many women's rights advocates complained about for a long time was that, actually I think this is still true in certain states, if a person is married to another person, they cannot rape each other. So even if there's non-consensual sex in a marriage, if they are legally married, it cannot be rape.
Mm.
And there's, of course, many situations where it is rape, but, you know, they're married. So nobody can be charged or whatever. So, yeah, and for all the people who say that I'm an angry feminist and that I only talk about women's issues, I think this is really unfair that their definition of rape did not include men because, you know, they're half the population. Of course they can get raped. You know, they...
Anyway. The cases of full-grown men getting raped are probably more rare than... I mean, you know...
What about prison?
Prison
rape is rampant.
And I think it's diminishing over time. Prisons are becoming more sterile and controlled places than they used to be. So it's a less pleasant place to live, but there's probably fewer rapes. So you know, as the case may be,
I hope so. But
probably where most of the grown men get raped in America are in prison.
Yeah.
I've heard statistics that I don't believe for a second that say that there are more men raped in America than women. You know, using the prison numbers, and I don't know. There's maybe 1% of the population is in prison.
There are tons of people incarcerated. That's for sure. Most of them are men, and
but
most
half
of them
the population
are black men.
Female.
Yeah. It's incredibly racist and biased, but
no, Indians don't get a fair shake either.
Oh, you mean American Indians?
Yes,
yeah, for sure. They've been screwed by the government for the entire since white people came here, basically. But
they don't handle the alcohol very well either, sad as it may be.
Yeah, and they're forced, you know, they were forced onto these reservations and then entrenched in poverty, and then they got kind of hooked on the government welfare.
The welfare situation really disempowered a lot of them, and there are some great stories. Stossel did a great story about showing the differences between, you know, one reservation that decided that it was going to eschew government, you know, money and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been actually not a reservation, but an Indian nation that wasn't recognized by the government or something like that. Anyway, they eschewed government you know, handouts, and they did very well, whereas, you know, many of them that do not just kind of languish in poverty, and it's very difficult, you know, when you have that little guaranteed trust fund coming in, and it's small, it's very, very small, but it's enough to survive on. One, you know, it changes one's life, whereas if you have to go out there and earn and, you know, make it better every single day, it creates a different mindset.
Yeah, and of course they have the Indian Health Service, the IHS, which another example of socialized medicine in this country.
Yeah,
besides the VA and Medicare and Medicaid, you know, the IHS I don't think really serves the Indians well. So anyway, regardless of that, let's get back into this article. So many injustices that we can't cover them all really adequately. So we were talking about this article from Russia Today that was discussing the FBI adopting this new definition of rape that defines rape as any, basically any type of penetration no matter how slight was the wording, without the consent of the victim. Now, there was a blogger, and the article says, blogger Amy Alcon wrote on the web back in March of this year that she had an experience with a TSA agent behind closed doors, which is why you never ask to go into the private screening area, because then they can do anything they want to you, in which she says she cried and screamed while an agent, she says, quote, raped her. This is a quote from the blogger. I sobbed even louder as the woman 4 times stuck the side of her gloved hand into my vagina through my pants, wrote Alcon in her post. Between my labia, she really got up there 4 times, back, right and left, and front, right and left, in my vagina, between my labia. I was shocked, utterly unprepared.
This woman was a rape victim prior to this, right?
It doesn't say that okay. In this article. She may have been, though.
Maybe, I've read
she
several.
She wasn't a victim before, she's a victim now.
I've read several of these, and I remember one where a woman was a previous rape victim. And you can imagine what this might draw up for. As I understand, and I'm not the doctor like you are.
I'm not either yet.
Well, not yet, you're months away, right? But, you know, apparently it could be very painful, just the touching down there for rape victims years later. I mean, you know, like it's psychosomatic in some way, and I wouldn't claim to know why or how.
Some people somatize emotional pain and so forth, but if they have some trauma from a previous event and they haven't gotten counseling or haven't dealt with it yet.
Emotional trauma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, it's pretty
even
common.
Even if they have had counseling, it can sometimes be, you know, take years to deal with these things. So
you can imagine
what it's like for a rape victim. And these, you know, there's no opt out for, oh, I'm a rape victim, just let me on the plane. They don't have that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to check your vagina for bombs, and that's what they do. And there are other countries have other systems. And I think that they can, you know, you can have a better system that's more effective, that, you know, doesn't traumatize everybody, put them through machines that irradiate them, you know, that frankly don't do anything to increase security. The TSA's never caught a terrorist. Never.
No, not at all. It's security theater. Is what we like to say on the show, and many others say that too.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it just makes one feel safe. I mean, you know, the only thing they're catching is bottles of water.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not keeping you safe.
You know, Carla, my former co-host on She Talk Live, used to be from South Africa, and she said one of the ways that she knew it was a police state was because they started doing body cavity searches on people, and she was actually subjected to one, and she felt horrible, as you could imagine, about that.
855 453. Can you think of ways that we can be secure on airplanes without getting groped? 855-450-FREE.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, WISE, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But, you know, I want you to check out Audible. Audible has, they are the world's largest leading provider of premium digital spoken and audio information and entertainment. If reading books has become difficult for you to get the time in your day to do, but you still want the information in many of these books that are coming out, like me, audiblepodcast.com/FTL is a great way to do it. They'll give you a free download to try out their service. And, you know, all you have to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and try them out. There's all kinds of books in every category you can imagine, whether you like fiction, nonfiction, history, biographies, fantasy, science fiction, whatever it is you like, they've got it. The business books, I always feel like I should be reading these, some of the new business books that come out just to, you know, stay on top of things, and I just don't have time for it. audiblepodcast.com/FTL will help you out with that. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Let's go to Mark listening in Indiana. Mark, you're on the air with Mark and Stephanie.
Yeah, I was listening to you briefly talk about the TSA, you know, the pat-downs and everything, and I was thinking of last time I went in for a physical, and it was a younger female doctor, and in order to do certain things, now I'm not saying the pat, I haven't experienced really the pat-downs too so much, but if there was a, she had a nurse come in and watch me while she was doing the physical, and I know that supposedly they have people, and I've even seen on TV where they, you know, videotape some of these, they're not so well done pat downs, and I don't know if they had a nurse or someone from the medical field there or some person that, I don't know if that would change anything. I mean, it's just something I'm thinking.
Well, Mark, I see your concern about having a chaperone, and, you know, sometimes you can opt to get these pat-downs in a public area versus a private area, and so having some transparency may help, but the key difference between a doctor doing an exam and a TSA agent touching someone is that when you go to the doctor, you have consent, right? When you go to the doctor, you want to be there because you want to be checking your health. But when you go to the TSA, you don't want to be touched in that way, or at least I don't think many people do. So the consent is the key factor there.
Well, I think that, you know,
just having a nurse there doesn't claim consenting, right?
One can claim that the consent is had by, you know, people choosing to go on the airplane, and that the lack of consent really comes in, and the airline essentially can't do business in this country unless it allows the TSA to do its screening for it, in effectively creating a monopoly.
Right. So I don't believe that if I buy an airplane ticket, then they can just go ahead and do whatever they want to me.
it seems to be getting more invasive as time goes by. Mark?
Oh, Mark? Oh, no, this is Mark. I understand that viewpoint, I guess. But I was thinking of a different subject as far as buying the airline ticket out. But I won't go off into the thing where they're talking about the phones tracking you and all that. Like,
what's that? You know, phones tracking you? What's that?
No, the smartphones that supposedly have GPSs in you, and they tell you what's nearest to you, but I guess supposedly the information is going back, like the newer smartphones. Like when she was saying, like, buying a ticket, you agree to this, but, you know, some of the smarter phones, when you buy the phone, people are not knowing they're agreeing it when there's, like, chips in them that tell them, you know, what you hit a button and, like, what's the closest deli or bakery, and then...
Yep.
It's actually tracking you, but that's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to get off track.
There's no track here on Free Talk Live.
Oh,
one can
okay.
talk about whatever one wants. And, it's the truth. I mean, if you have a phone, and it doesn't even have to be the smartphones all the time, I mean, clearly they can ping where you are. If you make a telephone call, I mean, if you have a contract with a company, they know your name, they have your credit score, there's your social security number, you make a telephone call from a particular area, you're not intending to release that information, but you can believe if for whatever reason the government wants that information, they're going to get it.
And of course, there have been examples of that type of information, like maybe someone will take a picture with their cell phone and it stamps it with the GPS coordinates.
Yeah, that's very disturbing to me.
Yeah.
Or they post to Facebook. There have been cases of that exonerating people from crimes because it gives them an alias and it shows that they weren't there.
Alibi.
Excuse me.
They can give you an alias, too, but this is...
I misspoke there. But you know, of course, the government's not interested in exonerating you from anything. They want to get you for something. So they would always use that purpose, they would always use that information for the purposes of catching you doing something. So I could see why people would not want them to have that info.
Yeah.
Once the government
has...
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. Once the government has gone after you in a court case, and this shows the problem with the justice's terrible swift sword is that, in fact, it swings incredibly slowly.
Mm.
So when you go to, you know, say you've been charged with murder and you end up getting exonerated because your picture, a photograph, shows that you're in a different location or something like that. 2 years later, the trail's darn cold. The way that they do, legal work now, it just takes forever to get something done. They're never going to find out who did it when you're talking about a 2-year-old case. It's incredibly difficult. I mean, I know they have the cold case files where they attempt to go find, the person who did it. But I always wonder about that too. There's situations where people they go after folks that have been. Living their lives for 30 or 40 years since a crime was committed. And I always...
And then they bring up the eyewitnesses and they say, oh, pick out this man from a lineup that you noticed 40 years ago in the dark. And then they go, it was that guy.
Well, even if the guy did it, I wonder... you know, so one action 40 years ago, is it time to throw this person in jail? Now, I know there are victims out there that are harmed by it, but, you know, isn't that a different person than it was 20 years ago? I mean, they could have, in that amount of time, found Jesus or whatever, turned their life completely around. I mean, I'm just saying that I am certainly not the person that I was 20 years ago. And, you know, 30 years ago, I was 10.
Well, so, I think it matters that the victim gets some kind of restitution. Even if it's 20 years later, I still want them to be restituted. And that's the whole difference between a system of restorative justice and a system of punishing justice or punitive justice, I guess it would be called.
Yeah, I think I think there's a strong case for that. You know, I don't know that a person who killed someone 40 years ago is a danger to society now and would need to be locked up. Whereas what you're saying is that maybe they should come up off some money in sort of a wrongful death situation and compensate the victim. And I think
you can never really compensate someone for losing a loved one, but you can try. You know, at least.
But when somebody's been found guilty, quote unquote, and then has to give some money up, at least they're being punished. And depending on how much money they have, you know, I think that for Bill Gates having to get $100,000 would not be anything. But
there's a strong argument to be made that punishment doesn't work. It doesn't work to shame people into good behavior or to punish them into good behavior because we have all these punishments in the system today, and people still commit crimes.
I think the very best example of that is the death penalty. I mean, states have the death penalty, some states don't, and murder rates across the board don't seem to be really any different. When you look at, when you sort of look at a per capita population in states that have it and states that don't, you know, there's not a big difference in death in murders.
And
so you would think if the death penalty worked, that there would be fewer murders, but you know, Oklahoma and Texas are the killingest places in America. You'd think that murder would be very unlikely there, but it's
and
not.
And wasn't hanging still legal in Texas as a death penalty?
I thought it was Arizona. There was one of those places a really fat guy wanted to, or New Mexico or something, really wanted to be hung. That way, he could claim that it was cruel and unusual. It was some kind of ploy. And if you're going to be killed, what difference does it make how it is? So you might as well, pick your poison, as it were.
I think
that the lethal injection tends to be a cop-out for people.
I mean, what doctor would participate in something like that? And, I mean, the most important question to me is how does it help the victim to execute someone or to put them in jail? I care about the victim getting helped. Yeah.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Your opinion on this or anything else?
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. The SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, among other things. But first, let me tell you about Wise Food. You probably, you know about some of the destabilizing events that are happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, and that's just to name a few. There's all kinds of reasons why you'd want a certain amount of food stored up at your house in case maybe a hurricane hit or something like that. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. 25 years. You can prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. They come in a convenient plastic tote. Keep them safe and ready for when you need them. And they are ready. They're not going to get eaten into by bugs or flooded out or anything like that. They're safe. You can get them just a free sample. Check out what I'm talking about. I mean, get a free sample by calling 855-FOODWISE or go to wisefoodstorage.com and use coupon code FTL. You'll need FTL to get the free entree sample. Also, if you decide to purchase, you can get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order by using coupon code FTL. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, coupon code FTL. Let's go. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Let's go to the phones. Vicki in Georgia. Vicki, you're on Free Talk Live with Mark and Stephanie.
Yes, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Calling from Georgia. We just had a little 7-year-old girl buried yesterday. She was beaten to death,
mm-hmm.
raped first,
sorry,
and then
that.
Thrown into a trash compactor. What would you have done with him?
Oh, my goodness.
How do you know it's him?
So awful to hear.
They've already caught him.
Okay. That's a good question. I mean,
sure.
You want to find out.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you're talking about a situation like that, that person is extraordinarily dangerous and needs to be kept away from others. And he may be other people, including inmates, too. So a situation.
They are. They're protecting him. They're keeping him away from other inmates because they know they'd kill him.
Yeah, I bet they probably would. And, you know, these things happen in prisons. There's no doubt about it. So, you know,
I wonder what the family of this poor little girl you know, would like, maybe if after
I don't
they
think
have...
I when it comes to the system's about justice, it's not about revenge. If the family does want something, you know, want the death penalty for this guy.
Well, I didn't say they want revenge. I just want to know, like, you know, their wishes matter, right? Their concerns matter. And I think that the current justice system doesn't do much to help that the families of victims, right? Especially in heinous crimes like those. I mean, what closure do they get? What kind of, how are they made whole? I know you can never really be made whole, but...
Yeah, this is horrifying.
Yes, it's awful. I mean, like, probably they need counselors. They need some therapists to help them deal with this.
Vicky, are you a Christian, Vicky?
Oh, yes, I am.
Do you believe in hell?
Yes, I do.
In heaven?
Yes, I do.
So you know this guy could stay on death row, ask for Jesus' forgiveness in, 5 years, get, you know, put to death, and he'd be in heaven faster than if he were, say, confined in a little 8x10 box for the remainder of his life. I mean, which one of those is the worst punishment?
The worst punishment?
Between the two.
Would be death tomorrow.
Well, you're not going to... Okay, so, like, this is one of the things about death penalty advocates that you're not going to get, right? Like, you're not going to get death tomorrow, right?
Yes, right. Why should he be allowed to sit on death row for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years?
That's our legal system as it exists, Vicky.
And then think that he's not going to be dangerous when he's let out?
Oh, they're not letting him out.
you said earlier, you know, after 40 years... You know, yeah, why should they still be held in jail?
No, I'm sorry, Vicky, if I wasn't clear, I was asking, you know, when they're talking about situations where they bring up the cold case files.
Statute of limitations, basically.
There's no statute of limitations on murder.
Oh, right.
And so they bring up a cold case file. They find a guy who 40 years ago, say, you know, burned down a church and it killed a couple of kids. I think this happened like five or six years ago.
In Alabama years ago.
And it's horrifying, right? But you're talking about a different guy than who did what he did 40 years ago. And that's what I was really addressing. I mean, I'm not saying that people should spend 40 years in prison for murder and then get let go. That's not what my claim is. But I don't think that somebody staying in 40 years does anything more for the victim than it does, you know, them staying in for the rest of their life. I think that the victim could be made whole by this person being put to work in one of these prison situations and then, you know, perhaps giving some money to the victims. I mean, don't you think that would be better for the victims if they, you know, the mother and father, if they are at least getting some small check from this guy?
No, because a small check takes care of the death of a seven-year-old.
Oh, I don't think it does.
Deliver life. It ends her future. It ends their parents' future. There's no grandchildren to be seen. There's no wedding day to be had. There's nothing. And a check, I hardly think so.
Well, I'm trying to deal with reality here, though, Vicky. I mean, you know he's going to be on death row for at least 10 years.
Then they get nothing.
And then you know that it's going to cost 10 times as much to take him. What's that?
I don't want to feed him.
We don't get that option. It costs 10 times as much for a death penalty, case than it does for a life in prison case. 10 times as much.
Okay.
And we have to deal in reality. And reality is the death penalty doesn't work as far as a deterrent. And it costs 10 times as much to implement.
The death penalty will deter him because he won't be killing children anymore.
He won't be killing children from inside a 10x8 box either.
Do you honestly think this is the first one? They're investigating him in Virginia.
I can't answer whether it's the first one. I have no knowledge of the case, but I can say that he will not kill any children from inside a 10x8 box either.
No, and if we're lucky, the other prisoners will take care of him for us.
Vicky, you know, I have to, you know, this is a horrible crime, and I could understand why you would be really, really upset about it.
Well, I am upset about it, but for you to even suggest that him getting a job and giving that money to her parents...
Now, hold on, okay, I didn't suggest that. I want to ask you a question,
though. You know they have jobs in prison, right?
No, that's not even an option. When an animal kills another animal, you know, nature takes care of itself. And then you have these people out here that are killing children, killing old people, and you think... putting it to work and letting them pay the families eases whose conscience? The killers?
I don't know. I think that it's going to do more
for
the family.
Most people have property too, right? And so if they're going to go to prison for life, then maybe something that could, you know, maybe some of their property could be given to the victims.
They may not.
I doubt that too because they've probably got a family. They may have children. They have a wife. Yeah, you're going to kick their people to the curb.
Yeah,
and take their stuff. Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
It's something to think about. You're right. I totally agree with you. But
but putting that person to death and asking for it with this almost bloodthirsty idea that if a criminal is killed, then somehow it will make the situation better, I think is the wrong way to approach it. That doesn't do much for the victim.
It
doesn't do anything for the victim.
Ask the mother.
Yeah, Nobody has asked her.
We don't know what she wants.
Well, yeah, she pretty well said on the news she wants him dead. I don't blame her. The Bible says an eye for an eye. If you're asking me if I'm a Christian, an eye for an eye.
Well, Jesus said to forgive too, so I don't know how that really works in this particular scenario. I don't believe that I believe you have to watch out for this guy. But do you understand how the victim is victimized twice here, Vicky? Now something terrible happened to them, and now their tax dollars have to go to pay to incarcerate this guy. Now, if this guy could go to prison and work at a job, then he could pay for his room and board to some extent and then send some money to the victim's family here. I mean, that's all I'm suggesting.
And what kind of a job would that be?
I don't know. Making brooms, license plates, answering telephones. I got no idea. They do all kinds of things. My friend was in prison. He did. He made lawn furniture with a plastic extruder.
Is he still in prison?
I think he got out and went back. He has a real drug problem.
Mm. Well, there you go.
That didn't
help anything either, did it?
I'm not claiming it's going to stop.
There was no victim with somebody who has
a
drug
problem.
Oh, there's
a victim.
Yeah, there's always a victim.
Oh, he's still... Okay, well, yeah. Of course there is, if he steals.
Vicky, I really do appreciate you calling and giving your thoughts. You have something more to say?
No, that's okay. It.
Thank you, Vicky. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. And people are righteously indignant about situations of murder, especially murder of kids and rape and all that stuff. And I get it. I mean, they should be. I can only imagine how absolutely, utterly angry I would be if somebody did something like this to my family. But
I also think that after the fact, when the person's dead, that hole still isn't filled, that hole that got created by the crime.
And I don't think that revenge is the obligation of the judicial system. I think justice is, and
yes.
I'm only talking about justice. I mean, I understand why people are indignant. I've got it. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store, comfort that fits your life. For over 100 years, the Company Store has offered the ultimate in high-quality handcrafted products. Everything from comforters and sheets and bed pillows to towels, rugs, quilts, and so much more. Find the comfort you're looking for this holiday season and for many years to come. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. We're all about comfort.